few days here at Bristol. I think the industry had everything thrown at it. You know, when you think of the challenge of coming into this weekend just to race on dirt, how much went into that. But then you add on the fact that we experienced flooding, hail, a day race with unbelievable sunshine, more laps with a truck in a cup race than you'd ever put on a racetrack normally if you were conducting a dirt event. So all in all, really proud of the industry for setting this up, for getting the racing in for the race fans, knowing it was a challenge for our fans to stick around on Monday. An incredible crowd turned out here today, and we're really proud of that. Certainly learned a number of things during the race and throughout the week that we can apply as we go forward in 2022. But, you know, all in all, I'd give it a thumbs up with some things to learn. The fans had asked us for years to look at innovation around the schedule. In fact, we've been taken to task for not making some moves, and we were bold and aggressive this year. And I'm proud of the team for doing that. I'm proud of the industry for taking a chance here. And Marcus Smith and his team and what Steve Swift did for putting this track together was incredible. The amount of hours he put together. So really happy for the work he did as well.
Yeah, definitely an exciting two races here today at Bristol. We are going to go ahead and open up to questions. Just a reminder, if you have a question, go ahead and raise your hand in the Zoom platform, or you can send us a chat. We'll be sure to monitor both and try to get to as many as we can. We're going to go ahead and kick it off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Steve, why the move to single file restarts there? And then was there any consideration of doing a double file restart once you got the track back wet?
Yeah, great question, Bob. And if you look at dirt racing in general, and I know some of our fans and candidly the NASCAR industry isn't used to seeing what happened during the race with the dust buildup, but it's a very common practice if you experience that situation to try and go single file to alleviate some of the dust and some of the visibility issues. So that's why we made that move. We felt that once we made that move, we were going to stay with it for the duration of the race.
Next question will come from Dustin Long. Go ahead when you're ready, Dustin.
Thank you. Steve, a couple questions. Bristol announced during the race that this event will return in 2022 as a dirt event. Was that always the plan? This was not going to be a one-year event, or why the addition? And I'm guessing that since it's a spring weekend, it would still just entail the trucks, or are you looking at putting Xfinity on it next year?
Yeah, too early to tell what we would do next year in terms of what that weekend could look like. Dustin, but you know, we never go into something thinking this will just be a one-off. You know, our hope was that this would be a success and something that we could repeat and become really a staple of the schedule going forward. So certainly a number of things we learned throughout the weekend that'll apply to 2022's event weekend. Some of those things, you know, how much you race in a single day. Are there other racing series that could be part of this in terms of the late models as well? So you know, we fully intend to be back 22 and beyond and continue to apply those learnings and put on some great races.
What else kind of stood out? You mentioned that just a few things that you learned. What else did you kind of learn from this experience?
You know, I think no matter how much you put in from an industry to think about the what ifs, there's always going to be some variables thrown at you, be it weather or, you know, Goodyear and applaud Goodyear for bringing a tire that the drivers have always asked that we want a tire that wears. And in this case, we based that on what the trucks had done in Eldora. You saw the trucks were able to run, you know, upwards of 100 laps, not the case for Cup. So we made some adjustments to the format of the race, which I think everybody did a really good job with in terms of the industry, looking at those adjustments and making it happen. And that's another learning for us is how do we work, you know, even closer with Goodyear now that we've been on this track surface. What can we learn and what can we continue to apply from a tire standpoint?
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Davey Siegel. Go ahead, Davey.
Yes, yeah, Steve. Towards the end of the race, Bubba Wallace had a spin. That was not called a caution, and the 66 at the end was. Can you just take me through the decision-making process in terms of why to not throw the yellow for the 23?
Yeah, I think, you know, throughout the race, there were a number of times where a driver was able to roll off. And if they continued on, we were going to continue the race. So, you know, every call is different. It's balls and strikes. But from our perspective, if someone's able to drive off, we're going to continue to race. And if someone stops and we think they intentionally caused the caution, we'll make that call as well.
Thank you.
All right. And that is all the time we have here today for questions for Steve. We have our drivers joining us now. Steve, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, and thanks to the drivers for putting up with us and going out there and racing. Appreciate it.